I think I'm going to focus on that second reading today from Paul. Be servants of Christ, pleasing to the Lord, for God will bring to light that which is in man's heart. How can we be servants of Christ, pleasing to God? A lot of ways, obviously. But with that question in mind, we're going to use that as a jumping-off point for what I like to sometimes refer to as a book report homily. Don't worry, you don't write the report. I give the report, you all get to judge it, as helpful or otherwise. And the book for today is titled I Don't Want to Go to Church by Scott Cooper, Practical Ways of Dealing with Religion and Children, Whether You're Religious or Not. Now, part of the reason that I love this book is I've lived like 80% of the issues in this book. I mean, come on. I mean, the grumpy, slouching teenager on the cover kind of looks like me on my day off. I actually do slouch like that when I listen to music. So it's an easy book to empathize with. Now, I have found that when I love a good nonfiction book, it tends to win me over by the first chapter. In this case, it was page 2. And so I quote, "The value of church wasn't so much in what was said in church as it was being in a place with family and others that culturally reinforced ideas of faith and morality. It also provided a small community of supportive brothers and sisters who treated me as one of their own." Okay? That's well said. That is well said. That might be true for everyone. It's certainly true for children. Okay? The factual information that we share in this place is good. It's generally not what's remembered. What's remembered is whether or not this building and everyone inside it provided a safe haven of welcome. Can I be myself here? Can I let go of my fears, anxieties, and problems for about an hour? Do I look forward to seeing my fellow churchgoers before and after Mass? Do I feel loved in this place? If someone can answer yes to at least one of those questions, then the church has value. Okay? No matter how grumpy the priest is that day, no matter how boring the Mass might be that day, no matter how out of tune the piano might be, in spite of all those negatives, that community of faith would still be pleasing to the Lord. And every member of the congregation shares in that little tiny victory of welcoming. Okay? So even if your kids aren't here with you, know that there are other kids here and broken people all around you who absolutely need that healthy, positive environment that you are a part of. So don't sell yourself short in that way, because that absolutely is what being a servant of Christ is all about. You know what? I can reinforce this point with the opposite story. You know, I had a friend in college. I want to say she was Methodist. I don't remember. I think Methodist. Well, she explained to me once that she no longer considers herself Christian at all, like not even a little bit, because of her church. Her church was so political and so gossipy and so cliquey that she couldn't take it anymore. Okay? So, she couldn't be herself. She couldn't let her problems, fears, and anxieties go for an hour. She certainly didn't look forward to seeing those people on Sunday. And she didn't feel loved. And over time, that cost her her faith. I feel sorry for her, I pity her. I can't blame her in light of that story, because it's very hard for me to imagine how I would be any different if our places were switched. That's the best advice I can possibly give to be a servant of Christ. Come together in faith and goodwill. If you are a part of a supportive community, you are well on your way. So, that's that. With my remaining few minutes, I just want to give you a little more taste of the book a little bit later. So I'm going to give you two tips. One from the chapter for less religious parents, and one tip from the more religious parents chapter. So the former is as follows. We don't need to be preachy or over-moralize, especially telling our opinion about everything in the news, but it's very important for our children to know where we stand when it comes to core issues of right and wrong. That's good advice. It doesn't take a whole lot of churching. If we want to be servants of Christ, we can't just be apathetic about everything around us. You know, you gotta say no every so often. It's not fun, it's not popular, but it's gotta happen. Now, by all means, pick your battles. You know, don't say no every chance you get. But stand up for what is important, even if it's not popular. In the end, most people will respect you for it, even your kids. And finally, my tip from the more religious parents chapter. Here we go. By praying with our children, we are showing them our faith rather than simply talking about it. I could use some work on that, both with respect to my family and my godchildren. Because, you know what, we'll say table prayers, we'll say grace before dinner, and we'll do like communal prayers of thanksgiving for major holidays, and that's about it. You know, I need to do better. We all probably need to do better. Because every so often we need to show one another that faith is action as well as words. It's not just something to be talked about, it's something to be lived out. That's part of the reason that I firmly believe that one of the most effective church activities for youth are service projects and mission trips. Because it's faith in action. It gets results. And that makes it easy to appreciate. Well, that's that. That's the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure you all understand that, but I think you get the idea. To be pleasing to the Lord, it's not about some kind of complex system you got to memorize, no secret technique to learn. It's pretty basic. Come together in faith and goodwill. Stand up for what you know is right. Pray with one another when you can. To be a servant of Christ, just let the world be a little brighter around you, and other people will naturally be drawn to that light for that very reason. If you would like to thumb through this book after Mass, or at least jot down the guy's name, I'll leave it right here. All I ask is that you don't remove it from the church, because I need it for one more Mass, and also because stealing is a sin.